Let's go! It's the Barrett Auto Center High School football preview show. Derek Martin here with you on a Friday night, and we are talking Week 8 high school football, turning our attention to Class 8 player now and going right into it as we start out with the schedule. Class 8 player District 10 tonight at Sydney at Boyer Valley. Aaron Lang with the play-by with the reports from that one. Also, East Mills at Fremont Mills. Class 8 player District 9 tonight, Xyra Elkhorn-Kimbleton going to Audubon. Plus, our We Visit Cam, Jan Harris, providing reports from this one. Huge game. Winning, you're in. Losing, you might get in. Our Weaver head coach, Austin Stulk, talking with KMA.
The point differential, whatever, for Week 7 hasn't come out yet, so you got to play it as, you know, it essentially, if they win, they're in, and if we win, we are in. And this is the third year in a row that we've been in this situation. But we understand that, you know, Cam is, and we'll see it on film on Monday, but they're a very athletic team. They get a lot of similar DNA that we do. They like to run motions, a lot of misdirection. Spread things out, and they got a lot of athletes that they can get out in space. So, you know, it's a matter of, you know, defensively, the Hoover kid and then the Calhoun kid up front, they got some guys that really know how to tackle and are quick. They fly quick to the football, you know, and then on offense, like I said, they like to do a lot of tight trips and motions and misdirections. And the Kaufman kid is a good quarterback just as a sophomore when you have 63% completion percentage and 1,000 yards passing the ball.
That's the Arweva side of things. We also heard from Nick Kaufman, head coach for Cam, as he gets his team prepared for Arweva.
The Dollar kid is like 71% of their offense, so obviously we got to know where he is at all times and be aware of that. It sounds like they had their quarterback back last week for the first time since, I don't know, week one or something. So that makes him a little more of a threat offensively. Can't just key on the one guy, so now you got two, but you know, they're a flashy team at times, and you got to know where they're at, and you got to tackle them, and you got to be in, you know, the right position and keep gap sound, or you're gonna be in trouble.
Fantastic matchup between these two. Let's go back to Stolk and hear about some keys.
Kind of the same thing with us. You know, we got to play steady football for four quarters and, you know, control what we can control, and we have to execute on offense. And defensively, we have to be gap sound. I thought against Newell Fonda, we were very gap sound. And I think, you know, we have eight guys kind of, we're in the point of the season where eight guys are understanding that they each have a role on defense. You know, and we get to win the turnover battle, take care of the football, and execute with and have little penalties. You know, it's like I said, control the controllables and go from there with what we can do.
And Coach Kaufman and what he thinks it'll take for his team to get the win tonight.
I mean, defensively, we spent quite a bit of time this week just talking about our alignment and our assignments and things like that, and not being selfish and playing good assignment football and being gap sound. So that's defensively, that's the big thing. Offensively, you know, we just got to take it to them. You know, you can't sit back and, you know, run game blocking. You got to get off your heels and get moving forward. And that's really been the focus. So I think it all came together. You know, the first quarter against Griswold, we were pretty sluggish, had a lot of penalties and just got off to another sloppy start. And unfortunately, we've seen a lot of that this season. But in the second quarter, we kind of got our heads back in the game and got moving.
All right, Arweva, Cam, tonight in Anita Jan Harris providing reports from that one. Class 8 player District 9, win, and you're in. Also, Coon Rapids Barrett at Glidden-Ralston in that district. An 8 player District 8 tonight. Lamoni's at Bedford. Ryan Olson will provide reports from that. Plus, Lennox goes to Mormon Trail. Murray's at Seymour. How about 8 player District 7? Great matchup with Southeast Warren visiting Wayne this evening. A potential district championship on the line on both of these sides. Let's go ahead and start with Southeast Warren head coach Shane Rollins.
Big and physical. I mean, they'll have the most size of anyone we faced this year. And they look like they'll be just as, if not more, physical than what Lennox was. So we've got to be ready to rise to that challenge here and match Wayne's physicality. You know, in all honesty, our two teams are very similar in what we try to do. I think we may throw a little more, but it's all about running the ball, 5 yards a pop, don't make any negative plays, and it'll work out. And as the season's gone on, Wayne has just gotten better and better every game as they've got adjusted to 8-man.
On the other side, Wayne head coach Jared Bevins getting his team ready for what should be a physical battle.
Yeah, they've got some size all over the field, and they like to play physical football. So It should be a pretty fun game for us. Really, our style of football that's come into town. So I think it'll be whoever can do that better is going to come out on top. I think whoever can keep the pedal going with the effort and the physicality. Obviously, we're both way up there as far as rushing goes in the state. So that's going to be a key, getting to what we want, running the ball, and stopping what they want to do running the ball. So I think those two are going to be really, really key factors in that game.
Southeast Warren is the district champion with a win, while Wayne gets a win. Montezuma gets a win over Baxter. That would create a three-way tie decided by points. And right now, Southeast Warren has a pretty good edge, 85, Montezuma 51, and Wayne 44. The most you can get there would be 17. So, again, we'll see how that plays out throughout the rest of the night. All right, let's go to the rest of the scoreboard. By the way, again, Southeast Warren at Wayne. We'll have Jesse Cox on hand for that. Moravia is at Twin Cedars in that district, and Montezuma, as we mentioned, at Baxter. Then some eight-player non-district tonight. Melcher Dallas going to Stanton, while Griswold is at East Union. Looking forward to all of that eight-player action this evening. Looking forward to telling you all about it. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. We've got a big deep dive into small class 11 player, taking a look at Riverside, ACGC, Southwest Valley, Mount Air, St. Albert, Loma, and Kuemper Catholic. Stay tuned.